We often talk about audio description on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, that could be relating to television programmes, it could be at the cinema, theatre, and more at museums and public attractions. Well, the audio description company Vocalise have been asked to prepare some descriptions for the British Pavilion at the Venice Biennale 2017. Now, we'll speak with Toby Davey from Vocalise shortly, but to learn more about the exhibition itself, we have with us Emma Dexter from the British Council. Emma, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Alan. The Biennale is one of the longest running cultural festivals in the world. It was started in 1895 in the city of Venice, and it was created by the then mayor of Venice, who decided that he needed to find a new way of attracting visitors and audiences to the city to make it relevant to a contemporary audience. That event has happened every 2 years ever since then and currently attracts nearly 500,000 international visitors.
A very popular event then, Emma. Now, the British Pavilion will be there this year. What can people expect to find there?
People can expect to find a very ambitious installation by the British sculptor Phyllida Barlow. The work is entitled Folly, and it's really an exploration of the building itself, and it's also an example of how Barlow has used cheap, ready-made, quite ordinary materials such as concrete, timber, fabric, paint, and crafted almost something like a wonderland of pillars and columns and large hanging weights and awnings, all sorts of extraordinary objects, some of them recognizable, some of them quite abstract. We've got leaning walls, fairground waltzer chairs, all sorts of strange and sort of disjointed objects all placed in one space together. And this is very much because Barlow is very concerned with investigating the nature of sculpture, what is possible with these very ordinary materials, as well as, in a way, testing the use of the space, what it can take. She'll often overcrowd a space. She likes to, in a sense, intimidate the viewer by making them squeeze into a small space while negotiating a large object. So there's a very strong physical reaction that the visitor has when they enter a show by Phyllida Barlow.
Now, you've looked at accessibility for this exhibition. What was the catalyst for that?
In the past, we had made an audio descriptive guide for another of exhibitions last year called The Painting Show, which was on show in Vilnius. And we thought that partly because the British Pavilion attracts such a large audience every year, an international audience, and also because it's a space that we control, if you like. It is almost like a little museum that belongs to the British Council, that it was therefore a very good opportunity for us to make this happen and make sure that as many of our visitors can really enjoy and experience the exhibition as possible. The audio descriptive guide is available now at the British Pavilion. All the fellows who look after the exhibition offer the descriptive guide to all their visitors, and they've been given access training. And so far, more than 200 people have taken up this particular opportunity. The guide lasts about 35 minutes. It's got 10 different tracks. It introduces the artist, the building itself with its history, and then takes you on a guided tour around the exhibition.
Emma, if people would like to find out more about the exhibition, how can they do that?
I think a good place to start is our own specially dedicated website, which promotes the work of both Phyllida Barlow in the British Pavilion, but also the other collateral events representing Scotland and Wales. and gives you all sorts of access to history of the Biennale, but also there are links there to the audio guide, which is, of course, available free online via the British Council Arts SoundCloud. The idea is also that audiences who can't travel to experience the pavilion firsthand can definitely still have a really enjoyable, in-depth, illuminating guide to this amazing exhibition. So our website address is www.britishcouncil.org/Venice Biennale.
Also joining us, we do have Toby Davey from Vocalise. Toby, tell us a bit about the organisation itself. What kind of work do you do?
Well, Vocalise is a national charity that provides access to the arts for blind and partially sighted people through both live and recorded audio description.
So is this quite an exciting project for Vocalise?
Yeah, really exciting, because it's the first time we've done any sort of audio description work with the British Council and the Venice Biennale. And, you know, it's lovely that people are able to, if they have the opportunity to go to Venice and experience the audio description there, but also they can listen to the audio description online so people can get a real sense of this exhibition, even if they can't go to Venice.
How then do you go about creating audio description for something like this? It must be very comprehensive.
One of our describers actually went out to Venice to see the exhibition in situ. And obviously they had some pre-exhibition information about what was going to be there in the gallery spaces. So they actually were there looking at the sculptures, the venue, writing their description notes, and then coming back and sort of writing the full audio description script that people will be able to listen to. And also to have that exhibition space, the actual pavilion described, gives people a real sense of the building and a sense of, you know, so what Venice is like as well. And it puts you in that place, you know, even if, you know, as we said earlier, you know, even if you can't actually make it to Venice, it almost feels as if you're there yourself.
How is the audio description delivered, Toby, if, say, someone was going to Venice?
Well, if people actually are able to get to Venice, the audio description is available on a really simple device, a little iPod shuffle that people will be given when they arrive at the pavilion by staff there who've had training. So people can listen to it on an iPod shuffle whilst they're going round the pavilion.
Best of luck with the exhibition there in Venice for the moment to Emma and to Toby. Thanks to both of you for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you.